welcome to episode 94 of Be Boomer Unleashed. Today's episode, The History of Presidential Elections, Part 3. I look at the difference between Democrats and Republicans. I'm Jerry Lake, the Unleashed Baby Boomer, and I'll be your host for today's episode and all the episodes of Be Boomer Unleashed. Before we get into today's podcast, let me remind you, as I always do, where you can find us. You can always find our podcast at beboomerunleashed.podbean.com. You can find us on iTunes and Google Play at Be Boomer Unleashed, on iHeartRadio at be.boomerunleashed. On Facebook, Spotify, and Instagram, you can find our link at Be Boomer Unleashed. And on Twitter, you can find our link at Be Boomer Unleash 1. And as always, we encourage you to drop us an email at beboomerunleashed@gmail.com. Once again, that's beboomerunleashed@gmail.com. We encourage you to leave us your comments, your suggestions, your criticism, ideas for future episodes. And as always, if you'd like to be a guest on the Be Boomer Unleashed podcast, tell us what you'd like to talk about, and we'll be happy to do our very best to get you on the program. Well, today's episode, as I said, the differences between Democrats and Republicans. A couple of episodes ago, we talked about the Electoral College. Then we talked about historical perspective of political parties, how they came to be over the years. And this week, we're going to talk about the difference between the two major parties, Democrats and Republicans. And you say, well, why is that important? Well, we're just about to elect a president, aren't we? And we need to know what we believe and why we believe it and how our candidates align with our belief system. And, you know, we don't need to vote Democrat or Republican. We need to vote for someone who shares the same values that we share. And we'll be talking about that today. Well, let's talk about the Democratic Party first. The Democratic Party, of course, is one of the two major parties in the United States. It was originally founded as the Democratic Republican Party in 1792 by Thomas Jefferson. Slave owner Thomas Jefferson. Everybody likes to get on to Thomas Jefferson for owning slaves, but Thomas Jefferson was the founder. He's the father of the Democrat Party. And James Madison, they're the oldest extant voter-based political party in the world. So they've been around a long time. The Democratic Party at its founding supported a different set of issues than it presently supports. And I've said that for some time. The Democrats of today are not the Democrats of old. From its founding until the mid-20th century, the Democratic Party was the dominant party among white Southerners, and as such was then the party most associated with the defense of slavery. However, following the Great Society under Lyndon B. Johnson, another famous Democrat, the Democratic Party became more the progressive party on issues of civil rights. They would slowly lose dominance in southern states until 1996, the last time that they won any southern state. Well, the Democratic Party since 1912 has positioned itself as the liberal party on domestic issues. They're the liberals. Democrats, make no bones about it, they're liberals. The economic philosophy of Franklin D. Roosevelt, which has strongly influenced modern American liberalism, has shaped much of the party's agenda since 1932. Now, Roosevelt's New Deal coalition controlled the White House until 1968. With the exception of the two terms of President Eisenhower from 1953 to 61. Since the mid-20th century, Democrats have generally been in the center-left and currently support social justice, social liberalism, a mixed economy, and the welfare state. They're socialists. Basically, by any other name, the Democrats are socialists. Although Bill Clinton, to some degree, and other new Democrats have pushed for free trade and neoliberalism, seems to have shifted the party rightwards. Democrats are currently strongest in the Northeast and the West Coast and in major urban centers. That shift to the right didn't last very long. African Americans and Latinos tend to be disproportionately Democrat, as do trade unions, which has always been a mystery to me. The Democratic Party, the party of slavery, the party that is in favor of socialism, I've never understood why that the African American population and the labor unions, you know, if the Democrats had their way, everybody would work for the government. I've never understood that, but there they are. In 2004, it was the largest political party with 72 million registered voters, 42.6% of the 169 million registered voters. Although his party lost election for the president in 2004, Barack Obama would later go on to become president in 2009 and continue to be the president until January of 2017. President Obama was the 15th Democrat to hold the office, and from the 2006 midterm elections until the 2014 midterm elections, the Democratic Party was also the majority party in the United States. They held the Senate. They held the Congress. A 2011 USA Today review of state voter rolls indicate that the number of registered Democrats declined in 25 of 28 states. Some states don't register voters by party. But during this time, Republican registration also declined as independent and or no preference voting was on the rise. However, in 2011, Democratic numbers shrank 800,000, and from 2008, they were down by 1.7 million, or 3.9%. In 2018, the Democratic Party was the largest in the United States with roughly 60 million registered voters. Let's take a look at the Republicans. The Republican Party is one of the two major contemporary political parties, of course. And since the 1880s, it has been nicknamed by the media the Grand Old Party, or GOP, although it's younger than the Democratic Party, so they call them the Grand Old Party, GOP. They were founded in 1854 by Northern anti-slavery activists. Mark this down. The Republican Party was founded by anti-slavery activists. The Republican Party rose to prominence in 1860 with the election of Abraham Lincoln, a Republican who was responsible for freeing the slaves. The GOP dominated national politics during the third party system that we talked about last week from 1854 to 1896, and the fourth party system from 1896 to 1932. Well, since its founding, the Republican Party has been the more market-oriented of the two American political parties. They often favor policies that aid American business interests. As a party whose power was once based on the voting power of Union Army veterans, this party has traditionally supported more robust national defense measures, and they are the ones who have improved veterans' benefits. Today, the Republican Party supports an American conservative platform with further foundations in economic liberalism, fiscal conservatism, and social conservatism. The Republican Party tends to be the strongest in the southern United States and the flyover states, as well as suburban and rural areas in other states. Since the 2010 midterm elections, the Republicans held a majority in the United States House of Representatives until the 2018 midterms, where they lost it to the Democratic Party. Additionally, since the 2014 elections, the Republican Party has controlled the Senate, and in 2018, the Republican Party had roughly 55 million registered voters, making it the second largest party in the United States. So there you have it. Now let's compare the two. And this comparison that we're going to look at here today examines the differences between the policies and political positions of Democrats and Republicans. And it examines these on major issues, such as taxes, the role of government, entitlements, gun control, immigration, health care, abortion, environmental policies, and regulation. These two parties dominate America's political landscape. But make no mistake, they differ greatly in their philosophies and their ideals. So here we go. Let's take a look first at their philosophy. Of course, they're Democrats or liberal. They're left-leaning. Most of them are far left. And Republicans are conservative, right-leaning, and most of them, a lot of them, are far right. They're very conservative, whereas the Democrats are very liberal. Let's look at economic ideas. The Democrats, their idea of good economics, minimum wages, they want to raise the minimum wage, progressive taxation, in other words, higher tax rates for higher income brackets. Oh, let's tax those evil rich people. They were born out of anti-federalist ideals, but evolved over time to favor more government regulation. So in the beginning, they were against all this, but over time, they've morphed into the party that, oh, we want that strong central government. We want the government to take care of you. The Republicans believe taxes shouldn't be increased for anyone, including the wealthy, and that wages should be set by the free market. So why shouldn't the wealthy be taxed more? Well, the wealthy pay more than their fair share of taxes because most wealthy folks are business people, and their businesses pay a whole lot of taxes. They employ a lot of people, pay a lot of matching Social Security, pay a lot of payroll tax, pay a lot of property tax, pay a lot of consumer sales tax. So why should these wealthy individuals be penalized because they're creating all these jobs? So, but that's the difference. The Democrats want them taxed more. The Republicans don't. Let's take a look at social and human ideas. The Democrats are based on community and social responsibility. In other words, let us take care of you. We'll take care of you. It takes a village to raise a child. Don't you know it takes a village to raise a child? Anything that comes along, let's put it on the public school system. Let's put it on the public school system to teach sex education. Let's put it on the public school system to teach racial equality. Let's put it on the public school system to teach sexual diversity. Let's put it on the government to do all these things. Let the government raise your kids from cradle to grave. The Republicans, on the other hand, believe in individual rights and justice. And justice. That's the difference. About military issues, the Democrats historically have decreased military spending. And President Obama basically gutted the military and the veterans' benefits. Republicans, we want to spend more on the military. Republicans want to spend more. Stance on gay marriage. By and large, the Democratic Party supports gay marriage. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule, and there are some Democrats that don't support gay marriage. But as a party, they do. Republicans generally oppose gay marriage. Some Republicans would disagree with that. There are always those outliers. We're talking about the major party beliefs. Stance on abortion. The Democrats think abortion should remain legal, and they support wholeheartedly Roe v. Wade. Kamala Harris, one of the great champions of Planned Parenthood. And she is definitely pro-choice, pro-abortion. The Democratic Party, Joe Biden, even though he's a Catholic, and Catholics, what a shame, Catholics are very much pro-life, and anti-abortion, but Joe Biden falls right in, lockstep. The Republicans believe that abortion should not be legal, with a few exceptions, like risk of the mother's life, that kind of thing. And they oppose Roe v. Wade. They oppose Roe v. Wade. They're not for killing babies. Stance on the death penalty. While support for the death penalty is strong among Democrats, opponents of the death penalty are a substantial faction of the Democratic base. So it's kind of a mixed bag there, and Republicans, a large majority, support the death penalty. How about taxes? Democrats support a progressive high-income earners should be taxed at a higher rate, generally not opposed to raising taxes to fund the government. That's tax and spend, tax and spend. We need to spend more, so let's tax more. Let's tax us into prosperity. Republicans tend to favor a flat tax, same tax rate regardless of the income, generally opposed to raising taxes. What would be wrong with a flat tax? Everybody pays 10%. That way you get taxes from everybody. Or better yet, do away with income tax altogether. And, you know, my suggestion would be to put it on the tax to cash register. You know, no income taxes at all, state or federal, but tack on 15% at the cash register. That way everybody pays taxes. The drug dealers, when they buy their Mercedes or they buy their gold watches and Rolexes and whatever, they pay taxes like everybody else. How about government regulation? Democrats believe government regulations are needed. Let's regulate the daylights out of it. The Republicans believe that government regulations hinder free market, capitalism, and job growth. About health care, Democrats support universal health care, strong support of government involvement in health care, including Medicare and Medicaid, and they generally support Obamacare. Republicans, on the other side, private companies can provide health care services more efficiently than government-run programs. Have you ever known the government to get involved in any program that they didn't mess up? I mean, how do you mess up Social Security? The answer is simple. They give that money to people who don't deserve it and don't need it. They've dipped in and robbed from the Social Security fund to pay for things that it was never intended for. And they've messed it up royally. But they believe, the Republicans believe, that private companies can do better. They oppose Obamacare provisions like requirement for individuals to buy health insurance or pay a fine, and required coverage of contraceptives. They oppose those. How about immigration? Democrats believe there's greater overall support in the Democratic Party for a moratorium on deporting or offering a pathway to citizenship to certain undocumented immigrants, example, those with no criminal record who have lived in the U.S. for 5 or more years. Not only that, but let's give free health care, let's give free college, let's give Social Security, let's give all these things to illegal immigrants. Republicans generally against amnesty for any undocumented immigrants. They also oppose President Obama's executive order that put a moratorium on deporting certain workers. Republicans also fund stronger enforcement actions at the border. I don't know of any Republican that's opposed to immigration. If it were not for immigration, most of us wouldn't be sitting in the United States of America today. But Republicans primarily support legal immigration. There's a pathway to citizenship. And we believe that anybody that wants to come to America, immerse themselves in our culture, learn to speak our language, work for a living, be productive members of society, we welcome you with open arms. That's the Republican position, but the Democrats want to just open the gates, let anybody come in, criminals, drug dealers, whatever, it doesn't matter, and come on over here. You don't have to get a job. You don't have to have a job or get a job. Just come on in, and we'll take care of you. We'll give the money that other people have worked hard for, We'll take it from them and we'll give it to you. Well, that's the difference. That's the difference in a nutshell on major issues between the Democrats and the Republicans. So you've got to ask yourself these questions before you go into that voting booth and pull the lever. Some of you are going to listen to this after you've already pulled the lever or mailed in your ballot or whatever. But, you know, what do we do? And I've got to look at me. I can't look at anybody else. Do I want more taxes or do I want less taxes? Do I want the government to take care of me or do I want to take care of me? Do I want increased funding in the military or decreased funding? Do I want to support gay marriage or do I not? What about my stance on abortion? Am I in favor of murdering babies or am I not? If you're a Democrat, understand you personally might be against abortion. But believe me, your party is for it. Your party promotes it. If Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are elected, you're going to have that abortion on demand and greater than ever before that you've seen because Kamala Harris and Planned Parenthood, they are peas in a pod. So that's where you've got to make a decision. Which do you want? How about taxes? Higher taxes, lower taxes, government regulations, fewer government regulations, government health care, private health care, open the gates for immigration or provide legal means for people to come into this country. That's what you got to decide. That's what this election's all about. And you've got to decide what you're going to do. Now, I can't decide for you. I think by listening to me, you know who I'm going to vote for. You know I'm going to pull the lever for the conservative. You know that. But if you don't like the conservative way, then by all means, go out and vote for the socialists. By all means, do it. But exercise your right to vote. You and I can still be friends if you'll allow it. Even though we disagree politically, we can still be friends and discuss things rationally and respectfully. But it always gets down, you know, it seems like when a conservative voices an opinion that is a conservative opinion, he or she is either a racist, a homophobe, as an Islamophobe or a xenophobe. And if we don't agree with the liberal position, pretty soon it results in getting called names, you know, like that. It always resorts to name calling. Nobody wants to debate the issues. Nobody wants to admit that they're affiliated with a party that murders babies. Nobody wants to admit that. But if you're proud of that, if you're proud of killing babies, if you're proud of illegal immigration, if you're proud of destroying Second Amendment rights, taking guns away, if you're proud of stifling First Amendment, then you go ahead and you remain in that party and you vote for those liberal-thinking Democrats. If not, you know, vote the conservative way. It's up to you. The choice is up to you. This election, as all elections, are in God's hands. And we still have to exercise our right to vote because God will use us to elect who he wants to lead. No man or no woman becomes a leader or a president or any other official government position without God's ordaining that to happen. And it happens for different reasons. Could be to bring judgment on America, or it could be to help us hang on, give us one more chance. Well, that's up to you. It's in your capable hands and it's in God's hands. And like I say, if you are a liberal, if you're a Democrat and you vote for Joe Biden, we'll still be friends if you'll allow it. But if you hate me because I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, then that's between you and God. You know, don't be a hater. Don't hate on me because I'm a conservative. I'm not going to hate on you if you're a liberal. Okay. Well, listen, next week we're going to have one final episode following the election about political parties and presidential elections. We'll talk about that a little bit next week. I guess maybe by then we'll have, we might have an idea of who the next president is. We'll just have to see. Well, listen, it's been great being with you today. I hope you'll forgive my rambling, and please don't be mad at me. If you're a Democrat, if you're a liberal, don't be angry with me just because we disagree. I love you just the same, okay? Well, listen, have a great week, and may God bless each and every one of you. Goodbye.